Welcome back to the Real Madrid podcast, everybody. Now, after that victory this weekend over Alaves, there's a clear week to recover ahead of next weekend's home match against struggling Espanyol. Now, this free time is giving the medias plenty of time to speculate on possible arrivals and departures in the transfer window, which, of course, opens in just weeks' time. Fabian Ruiz's name remains a constant in the gossip columns. The Napoli midfielder is certainly having a more testing season this than last. Just one goal for Napoli in Serie A and a couple of assists this season. The 23-year-old, though, is viewed as a long-term replacement, of course, for Luka Modric. The one issue, though, which is still dividing the two clubs is the valuation. Madrid don't see him as being valued as close to 100 million as Napoli do. And, of course, the usual names are being linked in terms of a package deal with Mariano Diaz and James Rodriguez, of course, potentially going in the other direction. Now, staying on the subject of players for the future, Zidane wants an experienced central defender who would be able to give Sergio Ramos a degree of competition that he feels that he doesn't have at this point. Now, Marquinhos remains Zidane's first choice. His contract is up in 2022, and PSG may feel that after having his services for seven seasons, it may be difficult to try and keep him. So cashing in next summer remains a possibility. Now, the future not looking quite so good for Militao, with some speculating that he may be let go as early as this January, with Valencia, Leverkusen and Milan all interested in taking the 21-year-old Brazilian international. Now, staying on the subject of defenders, keep an eye out as well on Diego Carlos. He too, a Brazilian defender, is in his first season in Spain after 3 years in France with Nantes, and he's been quietly impressive with Lopetegui's team, which has also been very impressive this season. Sevilla currently third in Spain. Long-term targets, Kalidou Koulibaly over at Napoli could perhaps be a more realistic target, certainly than Marquinhos, with the Napoli president now keen on cashing in at the end of the season with him and Dries Mertens, so as to begin the rebuild of the Napoli squad. The fee would be in the region of 60 million. Luka Jovic, whose struggles have been well documented since his move to Real Madrid, has had a few surprising revelations in an interview on Serbian television in the last day or so, one being that it was Zidane who made all of the running to sign him and not Florentino Perez. He also revealed that he remains confident and focused. Luka Modric has eased, he said, his fears by telling him to be patient and that he certainly had his ups and downs in the early days of his Madrid career. Now, in the last 24 hours, we saw Leo Messi, of course, win another Ballon d'Or. But is it time that Toni Kroos was given more recognition than he tends to get? As statistics have revealed that in every one of the 250 games he's played since he arrived at Real Madrid, he's managed a pass completion rate of over 90%, which if you add on top of that the 48 assists and 16 goals that he's scored as well, it all makes him look rather like the bargain of the century, especially when you consider that he only cost 26 million when he signed from Bayern Munich. Now, the weekend victory over Alaves saw Real Madrid remain level on points with Barcelona at the top of La Liga, and here is how it happened.
Ramos measuring as Carvajal to his inside. Ball in. Ramos gets there and nods it home. 52nd minute goal by the Real Madrid captain. Around Casemiro. Oh. Into the six, Militao. Jose Lu, arm comes up. Oh. Ramos and the try the charm. Finally a penalty for Alaves and a card for the captain.
It's Lucas Perez stepping up.
A chance to spot it. You see the three penalties splitting the difference. And this one nestles into the lower right corner with Areola going the other way. Rodrigo. Modric measures, delivers into the middle. Isco off the woodwork and the It's Danny Carvajal.
Yes, you heard it right, a Danny Carvajal winning goal. Very rare moment of joy for Carvajal in front of goal. It's his fourth in his Real Madrid career, his first since the opening day of his season last year against Getafe back in August of 2018. Sergio Ramos' goal, by the way, is 62nd goal for Real Madrid in 433, his 14th in all games that he has played in 2019 so far. Considerable season that he's had, or considerable year. And what about the reaction in the ensuing 24 hours? Well, Zidane said, "We knew that we would have to fight to get a result, and we did just that." He continued by saying, "If we want to win La Liga, then we must continue to fight for 90 minutes in every game." Today, he singled out Militao, he said, who did exceptionally well, despite the fact that he has played so few games this season. Isco, he said, has been phenomenal. "We are going to be playing every 3 days or so between now and the new year. It is important that everybody remains focused and indeed is fit whenever they are called upon." And there we are. That just about wraps it up for this brief update today. Remember, Espanyol on next. They sit just one off the bottom in La Liga, having won just 2 of 15 games in the league this season. Both of those, though, were away from home as well, against Levante and Eibar. We will be back on Friday to run the rule over the weekend's opponents and catch up with all of the week's news. And don't forget, you can catch up with the entire year's worth of news in all of the previous editions of this podcast, going back, 18 months or so now. You can do that by accessing the website, www.realmadridpodcast.com, and going from there. For the moment, then, from me, Tim Cable. Until Friday, bye-bye for now.